And you notice sometimes that there's funny things going on. So nickel and copper are next to each other. And as you're filling the electrons, you see that for nickel, the 4s shell fills before 3d is filled. So there are 3d can hold 10 electrons, but there are only 8 in it, and the 4s is filled. And then you go to the next atom over, which has got one more electron, and now it jumps to the 3d is completely filled, and the 4s is half filled. And you ask, why does it do a funny jump like that? And this you can figure out by constructing the states, say, for nickel. Not only can you construct the 3D8-4S2, you could also construct the 3D9-4S1 or the 3D10. Take those two and put them in the 3D. And then write out the multi-electron wave function, and then evaluate the energy like this. And it will turn out that the one with the lowest energy is the 3D8-4S1. So all these funny, mysterious fillings of the atoms in the periodic table, the ground state fillings, all that information is there in the Schrodinger equation. You can work it out by just looking at which one. You can try different fillings and of the atomic orbitals and see which one gives the lowest energy. Okay, I better stop now, and then we should finish up with atoms next time and start with molecules.